Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the Packers head coach has come back from the bye so fired up, he's even got his coaching outfit on.
Ready to go. This is our issue gear, and frankly, it's been a busy day. First day back with the players. Just a lot of different things going on. A lot of self-scout, across the hall, meetings all day, and you and I are squeezing it, sitting, frankly, right before we head down to practice. So sorry I didn't get to put the proper gear on.
That's quite all right. Mike, you mentioned across the hall. Yeah. Now, folks who are not around pro football all the time might not know what you're talking about. Could you explain that? It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's something that's unique to our program. We developed it probably 4 or 5 years back, and it's really where you have such an expertise of each position coach where he's able to take his area of expertise and coach the opposite side of the ball. So the offensive line coach coaches the D linemen. Defensive back coach may coach the receivers and quarterbacks and really dive into the details of that position and go about it as if I was coaching against you, this is how I prepare my players to play against you. So just a lot of tips, mannerisms, things of detail. It's a whole different level of self-scout that our players really enjoy and I feel it's very beneficial to our process.
Mike, I know you hate it when I do this, but it's a fact. You are 9-2. On the games after the bye week.
Well, let's make it 10-2.
Okay, I'm all for it. Yeah. What's the secret to that success? Because when you do it on a regular basis, it's not some just happenstance or luck.
Larry, I definitely, you know, first thing that jumps out is the health of your football team. That is so important. As we know, just going through the medical studies and reports of the bye week, when you look at the numbers at the 7-game point the last 4 season, I think it's no secret when we were 6-1 a few years back, that's the healthiest we've been at that point of the season. So health is a big part of it, no doubt about it. But the other part of it too is you have more time to prepare. You have more time to get ready for that opponent. Yeah, you're able to step away and I've always felt that the more time you can spend focused on yourself with a self-scout across the hall, as we talked about, it really gives you a chance to improve as a football team. So I would say it's those two things.
Mike, early in the week, you mentioned that Aaron Rodgers was back in the building. What is his role moving forward?
Well, Aaron, I mean, number one is you know, he's focused on his rehab. I mean, in just like any of the players that are on IR, there's a protocol and a schedule and a plan for them, and Aaron's no different. He has to really, you know, focus on the rehab. And secondly, is you know, she's still a big part of our football team, so he's still immersed in the locker room and in the meetings and you know, the quarterback meetings. So that part hasn't changed.
Fred Hundley gets the benefit, I would think, of some extra time after his first start. Now, during the course of this week with a Monday nighter coming up, he'll get an extra practice. Do you think that extra time on both counts is going to be beneficial for Brett?
Well, I think so. I think it'll be beneficial not only just for Brett, but just really the rhythm and flow of particularly in the passing game. We'll have some more opportunities to practice, you know, certain throws, work against certain coverages, get more individual time, more group time. That is very important in establishing that precise time clock that's needed on game day.
What's the biggest thing you're going to be emphasizing to your football team now that it's back from the bye? Is there a biggest thing you're going to be talking about?
Well, it's clearly, you know, we're getting ready to step into the second half of the season, you know, and obviously the importance of these division games. But the focus is really about self-improvement. I mean, we have to continue to improve and win football games. But, you know, that's really what the bye week I've always felt gives you. So the ability to practice the right way, improve your process, and self-improvement each and every day, that'll be our focus.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with Devon House. Stay with us.
Right side, and it's intercepted by Devon House.
You notice when I was celebrating, I told Kevin, grab the ball. But yeah, it'll be extra special. Like you said, it'll be a Hall of Fame quarterback that I was able to pick off. So I'll be able to tell my kids one day that I picked up a Hall of Fame quarterback.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by Bellin Health, Johnsonville, Ticketmaster, and Mills Fleet Farm.
Right south, and it's by House, incomplete. Break it up, incomplete. Devon House equal to the task.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packers cornerback Devon House. Devon, welcome to the program. And roughly speaking, you're about to begin the second half of your season. You're a seven-year veteran. You've been there and done it. What's important?
The grind, really. Everyone getting healthy. The bye week's over with now. We got some games to win. This is a tough division. We got to win this division, and the only way we can do that is taking one week at a time. And this week we got Detroit.
Devon, as a defensive player, what is your role in overcoming the loss of an Aaron Rodgers as Brett Hundley takes over as the quarterback? What's the defense's role in overcoming that loss? What do you think?
We got to do more. We have to do more. We got to get the ball more. I mean, as you said, last week we ended up getting two picks, which is great. But we got to do more than just that. We got to stop the big plays, keep them out the end zone, force other teams to field goals now. With Aaron, we were able, if something like that was to happen where they were to score a touchdown, it's like, all right, we got 12 back there. We're going to score a lot faster now. But now with Brett, Brett's going to get the job done. And just we got to do a little bit more now.
Devon, you went into the bye week on a real high note with an outstanding game against the New Orleans Saints. And part of that game was the interception, which was just classic. Could you give me kind of the blow-by-blow? How do you remember that play?
So it was a 3-by-1 formation. I'm singled up on the backside with Michael Thomas, number 13. He does a lot of hitches. So I'm thinking hitch at first, the second and short. And he ended up kept going vertical. And I was able to get my head around in time and make a play on the ball.
Now, what I want to ask you is that, okay, Drew Brees, I think he's probably headed in the Hall of Fame sometime.
Yeah.
Did you keep the ball, and someday will that ball be extra special because it was a Drew Brees pass?
Most definitely kept it. If you notice, when I was celebrating, I told Kevin, grab the ball. But, yeah, it'll be extra special. Like you said, it'll be a Hall of Fame quarterback that I was able to pick off. So I'll be able to tell my kids one day that I picked up a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Another part of your game against the Saints was the rough stuff. You had like a half a dozen tackles. Mm-hmm. And my memory is getting foggy in my old age. When you left here, Were you as physical a player as you are now? Because you're not bashful about that end of the game at all.
Mm-hmm. No, I would say I am more physical now, especially in the tackling game. I felt like, people were saying, last week my covering was probably the best, best I've covered as a Packer. I mean, you can argue that, but I think last week was the best I've shown with tackling. And if you can tackle as a cornerback, you can be a complete corner.
Now, your fifth and sixth years in the league were spent in Jacksonville. So you leave here as a four-year guy, come back as a seven-year guy. Something else I've noticed, and we talked about the rough stuff, maybe a little different coming back the second time, leadership. That matters to you a lot more now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my roles. One of my roles is to be the older guy in the room, to lead the room. I mean, hopefully I'm doing a good job at it. I mean, that's a question we should ask Kevin and the younger guys in there. But I just try to do the things that Tremont Williams did for me, Sam Shields and Charles Woodson did for me, and it's only right that I do that, because if I don't do that, then I'm not doing my job as a man and as a leader and representing the G.
Devon, you mentioned Kevin King. Has he got the mystical it? You get to make those calls now that you're the veteran leader.
Yeah, I like Kevin a lot. Kevin does a lot of great things. I look at him, his rookie year, and look at me in my rookie year. I think my rookie year I might have played maybe 10 snaps and all on special teams maybe. And this guy's starting in the NFL as a rookie and doing a great job at it. The one thing I'm proud of him is the way he comes up and tackles. I mean, he's not scared of anyone. He wants to play one-on-one on everyone. I remember we played Atlanta, and he told Coach that he wanted to guard Julio one-on-one. And Julio is one of the best, if not the best receiver. And you love it. You got to love it.
Devon, I have the utmost respect for you guys who play outside in space. I mean, back in the olden days, I had people around me, and if you screwed up, mm-hmm. your buddy might get in his way. And if things worked out, guys fall down. But out there, you take one false step, mm-hmm. it could be a touchdown the other way. How do you deal with that kind of pressure?
Yeah, it's pressure, but as a corner, you should thrive underneath those moments. I look forward for those moments. For example, we're playing Dallas. That last drive, I'm saying to myself, they throw my way, I'm picking it. Because the camera's going to be on you, get all the attention. It's like, look at me time now. If the ball is thrown away and you make that play. And there's going to be times where they do catch it. But as a DB, and especially as a cornerback, you got to just shake it off and say, hey, out of these 60 plays, I'm going to get the best of it.
Devon, thanks for being with us. Good luck the rest of the way.
No problem. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Jones again in the left side of the line, breaks a tackle, bends and right, the outside 40, outside the number 25, right sideline 50, collared down from behind, 21 yards downfield.
That was a big league run. We are back, and it is time to talk X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, last week we talked about Aaron Jones' 46-yard touchdown run, and it incorporated blocking that you call pattern or power, block down, pull around. Now, this was his second biggest run, a 21-yarder, and it's an entirely different blocking scheme. I wonder if you could show us the whys and wherefores of it.
Well, we're not pulling any linemen, but we're still same mindset, Larry. We're trying to get as many double teams as we possibly can. So you can see we're going to have a double team here, and a double team here, and a double team here. So we want to come off the ball. We want a double team. New Orleans has nine guys in the box, so we got everybody sucked up. And just like anything with defense, you know, there's a contained defender, and then there's a support player right here. So with the double teams, you can see our guys do a great job getting off the ball. Aaron does an excellent job. You can see how he's setting the course. You see the tempo, how his tempo and pace of running the course is directly in the same time clock as the double teams. You can see Brian Bulaga coming off, him and Marty. See the eyes up. They're looking for the linebacker run through. You can see Corey and Jari here. Once again, double team eyes up looking for the run through here. Then you can see the double team up top here with Lance and Rogers. And that's really the key block. So Aaron does a great job of, you know, pressing it into the heels of the offensive lineman. So you can see the defense sucks up. But then here you go. Richard Rogers, he caves that thing right there. And that's what you're looking for because now the contain is broken on the defense. So Aaron recognizes that. He tries to press the A-gap, bounces out. And now, great instincts running with him. We got this cave. Now he's one-on-one with the support player. So he bounces it to the outside, and it's a big run, and that's what you're looking for. But the key is the way he set those blocks and pressed it up into the line of scrimmage.
Now, since this is the NFL, Mike, we'll switch views to the end zone. Do you count on your backs like Aaron? Hey, one-on-one, you got to beat that guy. You got to win.
In the NFL, if a play design gives you 5 yards of green grass, you have to win that matchup. You know, anytime you can create space for your playmakers with the ball in their hands, they got to win that matchup. So when you take a look at this from the end zone, you can see exactly what Aaron's seeing. You see the double teams once again. All three of these clear across here. So one, two, three. This is a much better view. So you can see we're double teaming all three of those defenders. You can see the linebackers press up. And you can see the discipline in Aaron pressing it right into a looks like a free hat right here, but technically, you know, he belongs to Brian Bulaga. And then the bounce, and like I said before, this is key right here because the contain of the defense is broken. Aaron bounces out of that, and that's the green grass we're talking about right there. He's one-on-one in space, makes a miss, gets the ball to the boundary. That is classified as a big run.
One other question for you, Mike. When you talk about double teams, you can't just flat out, it would seem, just double team folks. Everybody you can tell that's involved in the double team has one eye out for the linebacker run through and so forth. And we see Brian Bulaga right here get just enough of them to help Aaron with his bounce out. Is that true with double teams on the pro level?
Definitely. I mean, you can see, I mean, they got 11, you got 11. Everybody's got a guy. So, I mean, if you see the double team here, these two are going to those two. You know, these two are going to those two. And then these two are going to those two. So the key is to win that line of scrimmage because now we're playing on their side of the line of scrimmage. So you get movement on the double teams. They have to step up. You can see how they're trying to match their gaps. But the key, once again, is to break that contain outside there. And Aaron Jones does a great job of recognizing that, and he's one-on-one with the corner.
Thank you, Mike. Cool stuff. Coming up, the Packers super sophomores. We'll be right back.
And here's the handoff to Murray, hit in the backfield, down it goes. Boy, Kenny Clark in the middle of it. Nixon, left side line, hammer down, like a bullet, Blake Martinez.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by UW Health, Menards, Johnsonville, and Mills Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. And Mike, I'd like to talk to you about a couple of second-year guys who are really coming on. First, Kenny Clark. He is, as an interior guy, a defensive tackle, this never happens, he's tied for second most tackles on your football team. That is amazing, and he's been putting together consistently high-level performances, has he not?
No doubt. Kenny is so disruptive, but you know, with that, so instinctive. The way he gets off blocks and makes plays, I would say he's definitely made that jump that you're looking for in a second year.
Blake Martinez is the other sophomore I'd like to talk to you about, and he is leading your team in tackles by not just a little bit, by almost double the amount of anybody else. And what's been the secret to, my untrained eye, looks like he just plays faster downhill, but what's been the secret to that leap? Because that's a boatload of tackles.
No doubt, he's definitely made that leap you're looking for, and I just love the way he plays. You know, it wasn't healthy his first year, but you get, I mean, the instincts, and he's so smart, and he brings it. So, I mean, it's no surprise. It's just great that we need to keep him on the field, because when he plays, he's impactful.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, we've been so busy talking football, I never got a chance to ask you, how was the bye week? And did you do anything fun or anything like that?
Definitely. Family time, Larry. That's really what the bye week is for me personally. But had a chance to take the girls to school and pick them up from school. Actually had a chance to take Izzy, our youngest, to Chuck E. Cheese for, you know, a quick couple hours. Actually ran into our guest, Devon House, over there, and gave him my token card, and hopefully he was able to win some prizes for his kids.
One other thing for you, Mike, and I failed to mention it up until now. The Detroit Lions, what do you think? You know, they've lost several games in a row, but it's still the Detroit Lions, a divisional opponent.
Definitely. Tough ball game every time we line up against these guys. Super talented, and really a lot of good things on video. We've had the bye week to study these guys, watch them play against Pittsburgh in Sunday Night Football. So this is going to be a heck of a game, but you know, we're going to have to be at our best.
Mike, good luck against those Lions. Thank you, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.